the Miltones Brass Band, and let's get right to it because there are six big numbers to get to. A lot of interview with band leader Milton Villarubia III, and we had some great response. So, with Roman Garcia on engineering, assisted by Marshall Broyles, and on extra special super secret post-production, and Jefferson White on video, the Miltones Brass Band for this performance of May 27, 2015, are Mark Weaver on tuba, Paul Bassert on sousaphone, Ben Wright, that's Taus Ben Wright, on sousaphone, Milton Villarubia III on the drum kit and leader, he is your host, Jeremy Blake on electric guitar, Elliot Ryan on percussion, J.Q. Whitcomb on the trumpet, Don Perlman on the cornet, Ryan Finn on trombone, Dan Barton on the tenor sax, Matt Briggs on the tenor and baritone saxophone. So let's step back into Studio A for the Miltones Brass Band. Let me pass the mic to Milton Villarubia III.
All right, this first song is called Soul Intro Into the Chicken. It was arranged by Ryan Finn, our trombonist, and it was originally composed by Pee Wee Ellis.
We'll be right back.
All right, our next song is called Everlasting Sound. It was arranged by Mr. Ryan Finn on trombone and originally composed by the Scatolites. We'll be right back. All right. This next song is called Fool in the Rain. It was arranged by our guitarist, Mr. Jeremy Blake, and originally composed by Led Zeppelin.
Thank you.
there's an honesty to what I'm doing. It's like I approached everyone and said, look, none of us are really going to make a ton of money off this band, if any money. I mean, we're going to, you know, it's a huge band and it's the first brass band in New Mexico. People are going to be like, what the heck is that for the first couple of years or for who knows how long? But I said, you know, I'm happy to cook food for you and provide opportunities for us to get our sound out there, and not for us to just be a New Orleans brass band, but to take it somewhere, which we're doing with songs from Jeremy Blake like Rope and Star-Bellied Sneetches. This is kind of the modern Balkan approach to our brass band, which we're adapting from things that are happening in New York.
Now, here is the other side of this, is that these may be really, really high-end New Mexico musicians, but I don't know how many of them, Jeremy Blake included, have had a chance to compose for this large an ensemble.
Right.
I mean, maybe they can make things in the studio using files and whatnot, but this is a grand stage, I think, as an arranger. And there are about seven different arrangers,
yes,
who contribute in this group?
Yeah, there's Dan Borton, J.Q. Whitcomb, Paul Bozzert, Mark Weaver, Jeremy Blake. Who else? Who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody, and my apologies for missing you. But yeah, I mean that's at least five guys right there that arrange. And I try to encourage everyone. I'm really into Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and how the Jazz Messengers was a school of music, not just a band, but it was a school. And one thing that Blakey did a lot was encourage people to bring compositions to the table. And so that's kind of, I've really kind of adopted him as one of my role models and influences, you know.
You mentioned a new direction, and you mentioned it in relation to one of Jeremy Blake's compositions.
Mm-hmm.
You say this is what's happening in New York with a sort of Balkan flavor?
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing reggae, I'm hearing straight old jazz, I'm hearing New Orleans, I'm hearing so many, and you're doing George Michael songs and Led Zeppelin.
Right,
you know.
Right. Pop stuff too,
yeah.
Right? Stuff that has entered the pop culture. Yeah, I mean, you know, I was heavily influenced. I took a year away from New Mexico to live in Brooklyn. And I got the opportunity to meet the leader of a band called Slavic Soul Party. Slavic Soul Party is the most beautiful combination of Eastern European Balkan music and New Orleans second line brass band, where the bass drummer doesn't necessarily play a bass drum, but he plays a tapan, which is, you know, it has goat skin heads and it's a natural skin instrument. And it's played differently than a New Orleans bass drum. Their grooves are really kind of focused on New Orleans funk kind of grooves and getting the essence of the humidity of that music. But what they're coming from harmonically is a place of Eastern Europe, and metronomically, you know, the meters that they use are like 11 and 13 and 7. And so one of the songs that we did tonight, you know, crosses between 5 and 7, and that's Jeremy's Star-Bellied Sneetches. And Jeremy's really influenced by Slavic Soul Party. He turned me on to them before I even moved there. And then I got to meet Matt Moran, the leader, and I actually got the opportunity to play with them because they played every Tuesday at a place called Barbez, and that was two blocks from my apartment in Brooklyn.
Barbez, the same name from which the label comes, right?
Yes.
B-A-R-B-E-S.
Yes.
Right. The little dog.
All right. The next song is... well, I got to say, we play with one of my musical heroes by the name of Jeremy Blake. Love playing with Jeremy. He's a good friend and a big inspiration musically way before this band. And so thanks to Jeremy for this next song called Star-Bellied Sneetches. And this is a Jeremy Blake original. This is the new direction for our brass band. Thank you. Mistaken, am I? I'm the only single guy in this band.
Well, I'm
oh, dig that. Maybe we should get something going on.
Get us a couple of broads.
No, I meant you and me. All right, I'm flattered. Y'all are not recording this, are you? That's all right. This next song is called Rope, and it's an original composed by our guitarist, Jeremy Blake.
Thank you.
All right. Our last song is called Wash and Glow. It was arranged by Ryan Finn, our trombone player, and it's a traditional tune from the islands where he lived for a while after school.